Good evening, Golden Hawks. It's 10 o'clock sharp here at Wilfrid Laurier University. And you're tuned into Laurier's Top 10. I'm Ella Astorino, counting down tonight's best tunes with some late-night reflections and advice to help you power through the week. So grab your tea, dim the lights, and let's vibe. At number 10, we have Dark Red by Steve Lacy. Dreamy, emotional, and just a little bit dangerous. Come on, guys. It's that 10 p.m. energy. When you're alone with your thoughts and still feel connected to something bigger. So, if your mind's been racing today, try this tonight. Before bed, write down one thing that went right. Just one. Training your mind to end the day on gratitude rewires your stress response over time. Or heightens it. Take it away. Something bad is about to happen to me. It's one of those days, Laurier. One of those hard days. Midterm season. It's getting rough out there. That's why, at number 9, there's a song about rediscovery. Lost Lovers Found. It's that perfect mix of nostalgia and new beginnings. Like when you realize a chapter's closed, but you've grown because of it. So, I'm going to start us off with another advice break. Sometimes, the people who leave your story are just making space for someone new. I don't really like that, but... or for a version of yourself you haven't met yet. So, the best advice I can give you, Laurier... if someone leaves your story, you're meant for something greater. And that's why we're going at number 9, Lost Lovers Found. Trying something new this time, Laurier. I'm predominantly trying to talk to you like I would more of a friend today. Mainly because I'm filled with anxiety, specifically because of midterm season. I'm reaching out to you guys to give you guys a break in your night. Or if you're studying and listening to the radio, that's good too. And at number 8 tonight, we have Her. This is a simple title, but it's by a band that definitely touched my soul deeply. It's by the American Dawn. It's a simple title, but it carries a lot of deep emotion, whether it reminds you of someone or of something you've let go. You know, there's always that one person that never really worked out, but you think about them from time to time. That's kind of what this song embodies. Songs hit like this because they say what we can't. So if you miss someone, make sure you always still move forward. Growth doesn't erase feeling. It just teaches you to carry it better. Remember, those people teach us lessons, Laurier. I always forget how nice that song sounds, especially when you're listening to it not heartbroken for once. Honestly, the melody of that, I really enjoyed it actually, kinda. So, at number 7, we have Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye. Honestly, I didn't realize when I put this in the top 10 countdown that it's a bit of a freaky song. But I tend to like it. I like the melody, I like the beat, and Laurier, it was a worldwide top 10 classic in the 80s, believe it or not. So, I'm not the only one that likes this song. So, it's timeless. Marvin Gaye's silky voice and slow groove made waves around the world back in 82, and it still feels good. So, let's take it away. Ooh, do I forget I love that song. It's been a while since I listened to that one, Laurier. Next... not chart verified again, but this one peaked around number 6 in Canada on the RPM chart. So I guess I was wrong. I guess this is chart verified. So this peaked around number 6 in Canada, Laurier. Around the 1980s, I would take an assumption. It's Private Eyes by Hall & Oates. So, Hall & Oates, this is at their best. Catchy, confident, and just a little mischievous. This song definitely doesn't get as much praise and accolades as I believe it should. Not a lot of people know this one by them, but it's definitely top 10. It climbed high on the Canadian charts and still gets everyone tapping their feet. You don't see a lot of songs that still say relevant this long, Laurier. So, let's take it away, Hall & Oates. So, next up at number 5, we're talking about So Into You by, I don't know if I'm butchering her name here, but Tamya. This is one of those songs that's got that soulful rhythm. You know what it's got, Laurie? It's got that feeling of when you're into somebody, but you're not really sure if they're into you fully. I love those types of soulful rhythms. You don't get that with a lot of songs nowadays. And honestly, it's great for just a late-night chill sesh, or just when you're just late at night, you just caught yourself thinking. And remember, the same goes for your goals. Real motivation comes from chemistry, not pressure. Choose what lights you up, Laurier, not what looks just good on paper. So, coming up right now, take it away, Tamya. It's when you listen to songs like that, you really wish you were in love. Honestly, listening to that when you have somebody in mind definitely would be a nice feeling. Well, now we're at number 4, with Everything She Wants by Wham. This actually reached number 1 in Canada on the RPM chart in 1985. So, seems like it's gonna be good, Laurier. Definitely one of my favorites. So, because it's a Canadian number 1 hit back in the 80s, you know what the themes are probably gonna be. It's about chasing desires and realizing the cost. Something definitely most of us can relate to, specifically when you're just entering adulthood. Maybe it's time to ask yourself what you really want this semester. What desires do you want to chase, Laurier? And at what cost? But you know what, if you don't have it figured out, just always know I have it figured out less than you. To be brutally honest, I'm just along for the ride. So, take it away, Wham. Up next, Laurier. Peaked at number 5 in Canada. But I'm not very shocked about that, as it's Prince. When I was picking up the lineup for today, I could not add a Prince song. I don't know, it just felt like a Prince Monday. Doesn't really rhyme, but I'm going with it. It's Little Red Corvette. It's Prince at his finest, sensual, poetic, and electric. That's probably why I reached number 5 in Canada. You know, there's always those songs by certain artists. You know, I'm not just talking about a one-hit wonder here. They always have just one good song in their collection of pieces, and I personally think this is one of Prince's best. Again, it's up to you, the listener. If you already know the song, you know what I'm talking about. But it's up for you, the listener, to make a judgment about that. Take it away, Prince. Well, Laurier, we're now peaking at number 2. So, for number 2, I decided to choose Movin' Out by Billy Joel, also known as Anthony's Song. So, on the RPM Top Singles chart in 1978, this peaked around 11 on Canada's RPM. Honestly, I would say that's very good. I've got no judgment there. If I wrote a song, it would probably not even top those charts. But this is Billy Joel we're talking about. For him, it seems like light work. It's a song about, I hate that I wrote this, actually. You know when you write something and then you re-look it over afterwards? Yeah, I look over my script from time to time. And I think, well, that was cringe, but I'm going to say it anyway. A song about the grind. Working hard, dreaming big, and realizing sometimes you've got to walk away to level up. Ew. You know what? Scratch that, Laurier. You know what this song is about? This is about those late nights when you just, I don't know, you just need to yearn. Anything with Billy Joel is just exquisite. Take it away, Joel. I just got to thinking, Laurier. I was thinking kind of while that last song was playing. I want everyone listening to know that if you got a bad grade recently, please do not let that define you. Trust, if I did that, I'd be dead by now. You gotta move forward. Easier said than done, though. But if every successful person let their failures define them, we would never know their name. Remember that, Laurier. Don't let that one crappy grade ruin your night. Move forward and trust it will be okay. Now, reaching number 5 in Canada in 1981, is our number one song of the evening. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police. Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Well, it's very, when you listen to it, it's something simplistic to realize why it got to this number 5 chart. It sparkles every time you keep listening to it. It's one of those songs that you can listen to over and over again and not get bored of. But that's the little things that The Police does. And honestly, let's take it away. And that brings us to our last song of the evening, Laurier. You know when you're listening to a song and you decide to look up the lyrics? That's what I was doing when this song was playing. You know that line that says, I resolve to call her up 1,000 times a day and ask her if she'll marry me? Some old-fashioned way? You know, that definitely gives that feeling. You know when you like someone, you have to restrain yourself from messaging them back? Especially if you're not sure if they like you back. That definitely struck a nerve with me, Laurier. Definitely. Not as of currently, but you get the feeling. So, and that's tonight's Laurier Top 10. Always, thanks for tuning in. I'm Ella Ashtarino, and I'm reminding you to take it easy, Laurier. Until I see you again, next Monday at 10 p.m.